Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno with Blog Talk Radio and the Power to Be You show. Today is Tuesday, November 6th, and I am coming across to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And today's half an hour show is about coaching and empowerment. The Power to Be You platform is designed to bring about accountability, awareness, and empowerment via education. And on my previous shows, we have had various coaching distinctions as well as contributors and individuals who are in the community and who are creating a difference and who are going forward with their vision and their view of what needs to be changed so that we can all be in a better place. And my aim and goal is to be able to share with you information that I have come across as well as a mindset of what it is that we have for ourselves as powerful forces to be able to direct us forward, to be able to help us to get to a new level in our life. And I found through my experience that most people today, our community, for the most part, I would have to say a high level of this, about maybe 98% of the people that we're surrounded by, you know, maybe that's an extreme, but I really do believe that it gets to that point, kind of shares the same overall view of how things are and yet how they should be and how they need to change and how someone needs to step up and make a difference. And where I make the claim is that, listen, if not us, then who will? And if not now, then when? And I will say that right now where we are in our lifetime, we must take a stand and we must step forward and we must step out of our comfort zone. We must step out of our excuses. We must step out of what is holding us back to creating that life that we want to have. It is easier said than done. I am one to completely tell you that because as I stand here speaking to you on Blog Talk Radio, I am going through it merely because I have a desire to see something manifest. I have a desire and a vision to create a change. And this does not happen from one day to the next. It does not happen without challenge. It does not happen without sacrifice. And it does not happen by you sitting down and blaming someone else. So, you know, with me coming across is I'd like to share with you just the differences that can perhaps come into your life and make a difference for you, just distinctions that can help you, that can facilitate you a different awareness, a different mindset. And in the past, I've also shared with you, if you go back into the archive, there is the Wheel of Life formula, which the Wheel of Life is a coaching module that's used. And it's implemented with many, many, many different outcomes and results. But how it serves you is that you are able to take this Wheel of Life and you are able to put in it anything that matters to you, and then you are able to gauge where you are versus where you want to be. And this is a key point in coaching, which is in order for you to move forward, you must know where you are today. Without that awareness, without you owning up to that point in your life where you say, this is where I am, this is my current circumstance, this is what my situation is at this time, you cannot see something different outside of that if you are not aware. So you must become accountable and you must own up to it. And once you own up to it, then you are able to make a difference and you are able to make a change because now you have something that you can measure anything against. So for those of you that did not listen to that show, go back. You'll see it when you go into the archive. You'll see where I speak of the Wheel of Life and getting and gaining balance through it. Now, I'd like to share some other distinctions right now that will help you with anything that you set your mind up to do, which is going to your focus, going down to what that driving force is within you that dictates what you do and the steps that you take. And I will tell you personally, and I will share with you, that this has been one of the most challenging areas in my life, which is to the power of focus, just being so aware that within this sphere, this is where everything lies, and this is the dictating force, and this is the driving force, and this is the goal, and this is the vision. And it has just really been very difficult because in my life, I've always been about learning and been very open and very flexible to allowing a lot of things into my life, simply because I've always known that this is how I will learn. This is how I will be able to experience something and then be able to gain distinctions from it. If I haven't been there, how can I later on help another? If I haven't lived this, how can I then say I've been there and done that? So, but, you know, what I'd like to share with you is basically bring awareness to you with the power of focus, and how that is something that if you have not yet developed, you really need to get down to defining what that is versus wondering without really knowing. Because everything that you do in life is going to come down to, is it serving you or is it not serving you? And as you go forward and as you spend your time, your energy, your money, and your focus, if none of that is serving a higher purpose, if none of that is helping you to move forward, then you might find yourself with a lot of emptiness and a lot of unfulfillment. Because you'll say, well, you know, why have I spent all this time or all this money on this when really it hasn't given me anything? Now, within that, there's a contradiction because, again, for me, I have always been able to give every story and every experience a meaning that has always been positive for me, you know, and it's almost like a self-deluding activity that I become very good at, but it's served me because I am able to say, well, you know what, I've been there, I've done that, and now I know how not to do it. You know, just like our the previous leaders of our world, when they were leaders, they attempted to do things that no one else had done. And they subjected themselves to ridicule, to criticism. They were willing to be pioneers. They were willing to put their necks and their lives and their money and their awareness out for everyone to speak of, but yet they didn't stop. They moved forward. They went forward. And this is where we need to step out of our comfort zone and say, okay, so, you know, what is my driving force? What is my purpose? What is it that I must do in order to bring this out? And how can I really hone in on this ultimate vision and on this ultimate purpose that's leading my life? What is my life force? Why am I here? Why am I doing what I am doing? You know, these questions are questions that you ask yourself all the time, and you might not even want to listen to the answer. But your answers are inside of you. Your answers are within you. And you have that power to be you by honoring who you truly are. And this will not happen if you are unwilling to even ask yourself, you know, why am I here? Necessarily doesn't have to be in why am I here in the world, but why am I here in this job? Why am I accepting this? Why am I only making this amount of money? But be very careful when you ask yourself the question, because the power of questioning, it's going to give you the power and the answer. If you ask silly questions and questions that truly are sabotaging you, don't expect a great answer, because your mind will come up with the answer. But if you don't ask a question that's clear, that is clarified in your own mind, you might come up with pseudo answers that all they do is increase your pain. So when asking yourself questions, ask yourself questions that are going to lead to more alternatives, that are going to lead to more choices. You know, most of the time people ask really, like, really silly questions, like, why would that person do that? You know, I mean, that's an opinion. That's an opinion question. You can look at open-ended questions and you can look at closed questions where you say yes or no. That's a closed question. Now, when you ask an open-ended question, it warrants elaboration. So when you ask yourself things, really ask yourself things that are going to lead you to think. Be smart about it. When you're smart about it, you become honest with yourself. These become strategies that you can use to go forward. But now let me get you back to focusing. Because what we focus on is what we often get. But if we're constantly shifting and changing and moving from our path, we continue losing out on all that momentum that would have been created had we stuck to our path. And that does not mean the same as you changing a strategy, because a strategy is a wise alternative to continuing down a path that is not serving you. With that alternative comes the awareness that you are a flexible thinker, that you are a flexible doer. You must be willing to sway like the tree or like the branch before the storm, or you'll break. So it is all about the power of focus allows you to look at things and say, this is for me, this is not for me. And I can tell you this because these are the distinctions that I've made very, 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 very recently. To the day, I will tell you. Because my whole life has been spent on studying. I spent my whole life living experiences solely so that I could gain more insight into, oh, this is what happened, and oh, this is what could have been different, and oh, this is how it turned out, and oh, this is how you can show someone else not to go down that path. But mind you, I've spent my life, and I've spent my time, and I've spent my money doing that. And on the other side, there's been a cost. There's been a cost and a sacrifice associated with that. Now, where I can stand today is to say, how am I going to use all of this to further me down the path that is in rapport with what I want in my life? And without that power and vision of being focused, that task becomes very challenging. So in thinking about what it was that I wanted to deliver today to you, I thought I would share that awareness of how essential it is for you to become focused, to really have that integrity within yourself, to hold yourself responsible to saying, this is what I want, this is what I want to have, this is who I want to become. But do it in a way that magnifies who you are. Do it in a way that does not limit you. Say it in a way that empowers you. Don't create your own jail or your own prison cell. Don't put yourself in a box. Allow your awareness to lift you up from where you are. Allow your subconscious the freedom to show you what lies underneath all of your perceptions or your perceived notions of limitations. Because it is only when we allow ourselves the freedom to be that we allow ourselves to truly figure out and see the vision of who we can be It is only when we allow ourselves the freedom to be that we allow ourselves to see the vision of who we can be. When you can identify with that core, when you can identify with that nut that is within you, that is solid, that holds all that DNA of which and with which you were made. From that stems the seeds of greatness. And from that radiates what's truly within you. And oftentimes the external world does not glorify that, or does that magnify that. Oftentimes we find ourselves shunned by perceptions, shunned by critiques, shunned by people who don't believe, shunned by apathy, shunned by disbelievers who think that life is just whatever, that life is just blah. And you have to watch yourself from that. Because if that were the case, then we would not be where we are today, enjoying the things that we have, being consumed a lot by what we have, but also being entertained. Everything that we know and everything that exists in our physical world started off with an idea and a thought. Started in someone's mind. There was one originator, and he had a thought. And that thought manifested itself through action, through focus. And it manifested itself into the realization of a physical form. And so on and so on and so on. And with each life, something new has been created. And we must realize today, 2007, that we here are in a unique position in our lives. Because we are at the forefront of a whole span of time, namely 100 years. We are at the beginning of a century. We are able to still look back 100 years ago and see what has happened, see the evolution, see the transitions, see the creations and the inventions, see the revolutions and see the war. We are able to see that. We are able to smell it. We are able to talk to people about it. There are people who are walking around who are 100 years old, who are 107 years old, who can still tell you about how life was back then. And 107 years is not really altogether all that long. But everything that we know today goes back to those days. So if we go forward in our life, we're able to say, what's going to happen? What are we going to do in the next years? What's going to happen in 40 years can only happen if we start setting it up now. The people that are going to rule in 40 years are those that are growing up now, that are being born now, are those that are being taught and educated and empowered and led and instigated and motivated and inspired. So we must rise to the awareness that we truly need to become focused. And focus requires you to be consistent, to be deliberate, to ask questions, to ask good questions, to think a little bit. Earl Nightingale, if you go back and listen to some of his, or read some of his work, writers, poets, authors, leaders, those in the past, many of them said, man does not think. The hardest thing for man to do is to think, to use that brain of ours, to ask questions, to be discerning, to not just accept everything. We all have opinions, because that we totally have. That's something that's inherent to us, especially here in America. We all have an opinion, and we have freedom of speech, therefore we're able to voice our opinion. If someone does not like what we have to say, well, too bad. We have right away. But we need to validate that. We need to actually tell ourselves, is it worth it? Is what we are saying worth saying it? Is it helping someone? Am I saying it to construct? Or is what I am saying destructive? We need to stand to make a difference for our lives. And we need to become very aware and very deliberate about what we are completely putting out every single day, day after day. What we are putting out of ourselves, what we are giving in our families, what we are giving with our kids, what we are giving with our mates, what we are giving to our friends, how we are giving it, why we are doing it, how is it benefiting us, moving us forward? Is this in alignment with who we are, what we are about, your motivating forces? Do you question that? Do you even question that? Do you know what your motivating force is? Is your motivating force to wake up every day and just live another day? In the morning when you awaken, are you saying, well, same old, same old? Different day, same old, blank? Do you look forward when you come home? Do you look forward to leaving your work so you can come home to sit on the couch and watch TV? I'm not saying that this is everyone. This is not everyone. But a good part of our society does that. At least in this country. This is the country where we can come from work and sit and watch TV. Many of the other countries don't even have that ability. I just recently saw a news show talking about Sierra Leone and the blood diamonds. And here they were interviewing a man who spent all his life enslaved, sifting for diamonds. And thankfully to an association that has now been created through the government and through external sources, now he's going to be able to get $1 per day for his work. And he spoke how he has no education, no skills, no knowledge of anything else. This is all he knows. This is all he can do. And the man was there, possibly in his 30s, with a ripped up shirt, sifting through the sand to find a diamond that later on is going to be exported somewhere and worn on somebody's neck, who will not have known the journey of that diamond. That's just one example. That man has to awaken every single day to know that that is his fate until he chooses on until there are options for him. Take it to where we are. We have options. We have choice. We have opportunities. We have the ability to choose, to say, do I want an education or do I not want it? But we also can't blame anyone else when we are in life unhappy about our condition because we've chosen to not do anything different. I hope that with what I am saying, something inside you is being stirred. And I'm not doing it to be in any which way offensive, but I am doing it to bring that awareness to you. Because there comes a time in your life when you have to sit there and wonder, is this it? Is this why I've been doing this? Is this why I've been busting my backside for this? It usually happens when something negative comes about, or it happens when somebody has an accident, or when somebody falls ill, or when somebody dies, or when somebody finds another and leaves the one behind, or when a child dies, or when you get sick with something, or when somebody loses their job and they lose their house and they're going through foreclosures and you're in desperation and you ask yourself, why am I doing this? And if you ask that wrong question, why am I doing this? Chances are your focus is going to go to an area of victimization. And then you're going to be even worse off because you're not going to be in a state that's going to allow you to look at opportunity, to look at how you do have different choices. So you must become focused. Become focused and know why it is that you want something and why it is that you are doing something. What are you getting out of it? What are the pros? How is this leading you forward towards you obtaining and attaining the life that you want? Whether it be a life in work, a life with your family, a life for yourself, a spiritual life. Take that wheel of life and chart on it. For those of you who were not there or who haven't heard it, it's a circle directed or separated by lines, kind of like a pizza pie. You dissect it into 8 slices. And on that, each slice, each one becomes an area of your life that is important to you. You can do it as broad or as concise as you might want. So in the first wedge, you might put career. In the next, you might put relationships. The third, you might put spirituality, then physical, then finances. Then you might put business. Then you, whatever it is that you go through an entire day, that if you look at it, this is how you're spending your life. If you're not getting the outcomes that you want in any of those areas, then really take that one area and create its own wheel of life. Create a subcategory list of it and measure it and become focused and tell yourself, what do I want to accomplish in each area? What do I want to accomplish? And measure your way. And then what you are going to be able to do is move forward. Meet people that will help you. Find distinctions. Go on the internet. Put in the Google word. If it's spirituality you want, say spirituality. You'll come up with millions of sources. A lot of free information is out there. Free teleseminars. Free people speaking. Blog Talk Radio. Hundreds of shows. But I hope that this has been of help. And at this time, I am going to say goodbye, Blog Talk Radio, power to be you. I will see you Thursday.